Normally, Parshas Noach, the normally Parshas Noach, the people are bringing on the Shinui from the Chet of Adam and Mabul and Noach, that he was a tzaddik and everything stayed. Lemais, the teichen of the Parshas Noach is not Noach's tzidkis, but rather the transfer from Noach to Avram. In other words, Parshas Noach starts with Noach and ends with Avram. And Rashi is writing Matkishit, the inyonim that it says in the beginning, that Yesh Dosh Meshvach, Yesh Dosh Negnai, or Avram Hu Oimash Eshalach Lefanov, it's not the pshat we're trying to knock Noach stam. The parsha of Noach is the parsha of the bridge. Just Noach was like a seed that was kept alive so that Tzuris Adam comes around again, and Bemela it served as a bridge to Avram. But the parsha is explaining the teichen of the parsha b'kol Yusa is that Noach is not the Tzura that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Noach is not the Tzura Sodom. And the Tzura Sodom starts with Avram again. From Adam to Avram, Noach is a bridge, but not more than a bridge. Hagam v'atzmacha, it's an interesting horror. Goyim are called Nei Noach. The Kalal Yisrael is called Adam. Gemara Yevamos, other places, Atem Krim Adam, Vena Akum Kari Adam, Vena Umas Nikraim Adam, that only Klal Yisrael is called Adam. So, Goyim Abnei Noach, and the Pasuk that lists the Ayin Umas, the Shevur Shavur Umas Olam, is a Pasuk in Noach. It's Me'elu, the Umas Vona Foytzu, and we, Klal Yisrael, goes from Adam. And we have to say, where lies the Nakuda? Where's the difference between Noach and Bnei Noach and Adam, Atem Krim Adam? What's the Fakat Adam L'chur, Adam did Averis, and Adam was wiped out, and Noach was the Tzaddik. Where is the Nakuda that Adam is a by far superior Tzura than Noach, than Bnei Noach? Also, Rashi says, Esolehim is Halach Noach, Ubavrom Oema Sheis Halachti Lefonov. So Rashi explains, Noach Yitzorach Sad LeToimchoi, Noach needed someone to help him along, Avavrom Yimeschazik Malach Bitzitkoi Me'ilov. L'chura, someone points out that the Pasuk calls Noach Tzadik Tomim, total, complete Tzadik. If there would be any problem with Noach Tzidkis, then how can you call him Tomim? How do you call him a Sholem if he's lacking something? So, Bal Korchov, that there's nothing lacking, and still there's a big difference between Avram and Noach. What? Where's the Nakud of difference over here? What's the difference? The Asar in the parasha in Pegavus it says that Asara there was Asara Mamoris, that the Olam was Nivra. There was Asara Makis, Asara Nisim, and so on. Those are worldwide events that correspond one to the other. The Asara Mamorim are the Sherish Lebriya. The Asara of the Makis, and so on. They're also Kila Kadosh Baruch was Meshana, the Sidri Bracious, and so on. So the Asara is all a parallel of where Kadosh Baruch was Meshana Tzura of something. A world is created with 10. So there's the Etzem Bria, there's Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's Beis Hamikdash. All of these are 10, and connected the Averis of the Asar Nisyanus. Avram Avinu, the Asar Nisyanus of Avram Avinu, Alachura Prat in his Avodah. If the Magdir it as Asara, Bal Korchoch it's another Bria. It's parallel to Bria Soilam, Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Asar Nisyanus of Avram Avinu. And you have to understand where's the parallel Asar Nisyanus. So let's be mizbein in a very important nekuda, very deep nekuda, very important nekuda. The Adam is called Betzelem Elokim. Adam is called a Bria that's Betzelem Elokim, And the like the Rishonim say, B'tzalmud Musoi, that the one refers to a more external appearance, which Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means that the guf has certain remozim, certain parallels to nyonim of Ashkocha. That's why you can use the same terminology, Yimin, Smoil, Lamaila, Lamata, and so on. And deeper, Tzelem is the toichen of a person. That the toichen of a person, the Tzelem, is the Dmus Ruchni, like it says in the Rishonim. Something in the person is Doim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what Nekuda? Ramchal says in Derech Hashem, he says, a Merdeka deep Nekuda. He asks, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Adam Bechira and not the Baal Chai as Bechira? So Ramchal says, the standard teretz is that without Bechira, Avoid is meaningless, and you give Adam Bechira so that he has a hard time doing mitzvahs, and if he has a hard time doing mitzvahs, then he gets a lot of schar for doing him. That's the Pashto Pshat. That's the Pashto Pshat for the Malach of Bechira. Ramchal says a much, much deeper nekuda. Ramchal says, Ramchal is very mekatzin. Derech Hashem, he's very mekatzin. But this is what he says. I mean, we're just adding a few words. The Rambam says in the beginning of Yesod HaTorah that if you want to be magdir, Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the definition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Rambam is magdirit with Hechetimtza. The Rambam says that Ilmalei, the whole Bria was bottle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not become bottle Lebitulam, and vice versa, Lu Yetzur, it could be said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would become bottle Lu Yetzur, you could say those words, then the Bria itself, by definition, would not exist. So the Rambam is not explaining, if you look very carefully in the Rambam, beginning of Yesod HaTorah, he's not explaining the Bria. He's explaining HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if you're talking about the Agdorah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how we make HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the point, the independent point in our universe, and everything else is dependent. So the primary Hagdara to us of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do you define HaKadosh Baruch Hu? To say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is buried the world, that's already a mice HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be HaKadosh Baruch Hu even if he's not buried the world. It's not dependent on that. What the Rambam says, if you to take everything else and be mevatlet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not affected, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the point of independence in the world. He exists mitzad atzmoy kaviyochol without recourse to anything else. The entire world can be big and great and glorious, malachim, serafim, meifanim, chveis, adam arishin, everything is fine and good. But they have no mitzias, no real independent mitzias. Their mitzias is kulei tolu in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and lu yitzur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when they become bottle, they would become bottle as well. That's what Rambam explains in Sodei HaTorah, Agdor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how we magdir the musik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ramchal says that if a person were doing mitzvahs without being a boicher, so the person is not be'etzem doimer HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, in order that a person should be able to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order that a person should be able to be shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has to be kaviyachol similar, v'alach d'rachov, he has to be, so the makom with that shayach is where the person is kaviyachol not tolling anything else. A person's mitzias and his mitzias ruchni that he builds in himself has to be a mitzias that's not tolling anything else. And therefore, when a person does bechira totally, so then the person himself is kaviyochel made himself, and therefore he's a zelu maser, so to speak, a parallel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not tolling anything else. A person is not tolling anything else also. The koyach ha-bchira, meaning the things that a person does when he is a boicher and he does it with bechira, are not caused by anything but by himself. And vibalte caused by himself, it's kaviyochol as if he's totally independent. So the Ramchal says it's not just a question of making it harder for him to give him schar or make it easier. The etzem mitzius of schar is being shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Being shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that the person is doimalei kaviyochol isbar. And the doimaloi in the most essential quality is that quality of lu yitzur, everything else were to become bottle, he would not be bottle by bitulam. And lu yitzur, he would be bottle, everything would be bottle. So the metzias of that avoida is where he does it totally through bchira. And if a person does it totally through bchira, so what he did is all because of himself. That's be'erach what Ramchal says. If you take a look in the first parak in Derech Hashem, that's be'erach the words that he says. So we have the first hagdar we have here is that bechira is the etzim. So when we say that Adam is b'tzel malakim, so we're not talking about the das alone. The das is certainly a matana that's miyuchet to Adam, and we're not talking about koyach hadibur, even though the miyuchet to Adam. B'pnim p'nimiyusay, the nekuda where a person shtals of tzuka v'yochet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ke'ilu the most p'nimiyistik nekuda of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mugged at us as opposed to the whole world. Now, in the Bechira itself, so when you're dealing with Bechira on that level, so Bechira itself is not automatic. The Rambam says, the Rabbein Yonah says in Sefer Gimel, Rabbein Yonah says a very interesting point. The Rabbein Yonah says that Torah gives a person all the milas. And every mila that's unique, Ava, Yira, Rabbein Yonah speaks over there not about Maisa mitzvahs, but about milas nafshis. So Rabbein Yonah says if you look at everything, all the important milas ha'adam are given as a mitzvah. You find the mila of... the mila of Av is a mitzvah, the mila of Yir is a mitzvah, the mila of Alecha B'drachav is a mitzvah. He's trying to show that all those inyanim that we look on as general kolalim each have a specific mila mitzvah. Fine, very good. The first example that he gives is milas habechira has a mitzvah of ubacharta b'chayim. That's the way it is. So two things are meduyak. In three words, Rabbi Yonah, two important things I'm going to do here. First of all, he calls it a mila. What do you mean Bechira is a mila? The game starts with Bechira. I mean, without Bechira, there's no Torah, there's no mitzvahs. Everything goes the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to go. So what does he mean? What does Rabbi Yonah mean? It's the mila. All the big milas of Adam are like Bechira. What do you mean? Secondly, Rabbi Yonah is touching on a very... Rabbi Yonah, I mean, he doesn't have a minyan mitzvah, Rabbi Yonah, so it's hard to determine as such. I'm just saying a big chiddush. L'chura, anybody who learns the parashas and dvarim, where it says, b'charta b'chayim, b'charta b'toiv, l'chura, the musar of b'charta b'chayim, b'charta b'toiv, is not in place. B'charta b'chayim, it should be the title of the chumash. I mean, the whole chumash is b'charta b'chayim. How do you do it? What do you do? When do you do it? It's what the chumash says. I mean, it's buried in as another shtickle mitzvah somewhere in the parashas. This is what you're starting with. You're starting with anocha. It has to be bechira because you also have avodas adam is meaningless. So start with this. So start it as the beginning. U'bacharta b'chayim, hine ha-mitzvah sh'anaisin lefanecha, and go on to the mitzvahs. So it's buried in there. So Rabbi Yonah is saying in this nekuda that in a chanami b'charta b'chaim is a specific ma'isa like avas Hashem, like yiras Hashem, like all. Where is it? We're not talking obviously if a person has to eat chaza because he's sick or kafol nochri, so he's not a boicher. Obviously, where there's a mitzvah of every mitzvah a person does that can count as a mitzvah, a person daven shachris. So it's a mitzvah only because there was bechira there. So if we're talking about a special mile of bechira, it's not talking about that. So what are we talking about? What's that? According to Rabbi Yonah, there's a special mile of yuched. It's like avas Hashem, yiras Hashem. The first mile is called b'charta b'chayim, and Rabbi Yonah says that's relevant. That's a big mile, and it's a mitzvah of b'charta b'chayim. What are we talking about? I mean, every mitzvah is a fakert of kafor. Kafol lechol matzah might work. Depending on different oynes, whether it works or not, because the person didn't do it midaiter. So what are we talking about over here? So Chassid Yaivet, there's a Chassid Yaivet in Pirkei Avos. Chassid Yaivet says a gewaldike limud in. There's a Mishnah, a very strange Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. It says Hakol Sofui, Varishus Nesuna, and Lefiroiv Ma'ase and so on. The Hakol Sofui means everything is predicted beforehand. Varishus Nesuna means and still Bechira exists. So Lechura, the Mishnah is talking about the steer of Bechira Yedia on a global oifin, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yedia versus our and versus our Bechira. It's shver because Lamaisa, you don't find any Mishnayis that deal with philosophical topics. They're not, the Mishnayis are halachis of sorts. They don't deal with abstract nekudis. They deal with Lamaisa things. So Rabbi Yonah says Hakol Tzofi means the following. That every person Be'etzem has a certain personality that pretty much predicts what's going to be. We once touched on a similar reason on Shabbos a few weeks ago in Nitzavim, that when Moshe Rabbeinu said V'kamam V'zana, a lot of Rishonim learned the Pshat is he was telling him, he was extrapolating from the present to the future. Hakol Tzofi means as soon as a kid is born and he starts developing, you can actually say pretty much what's going to be with this kid. He's a studious kid, he's not a studious kid, he's a kid that has a knack for getting into trouble, he's a goody-goody kid. People are pretty much have personalities that tend to let you know what's going to be with him. So the Mishnah is not talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyah, which is something that we have no shaykhs to, and that's a tchum out of our Havana and Seichel. The Mishnah is talking about the Hakol Tzofi of the Olam of tchunis, like the Gemara says, the famous Gemara Shabbos, if a person is born on the mazel of Madim, he's going to be Ritzeach. If the person is born on this mazel, that mazel, a person is has inyonim that pretty much direct him where he's going to be. On those inyonim, it says Varishus Nesuna. The musig of Bechira is given specifically on those inyonim. A person who's born on Moshe Shem Shabbos and he keeps Shabbos, so certainly there's a latent type of Bechira there and it has a Shem Mitzvah. But when you're speaking about Bechira with the Beza Yediyah, with Bechira as Bechira, is where it's a Zelum Asetra Hakol Tzofi. So every person Be'etzem has a Hakol Tzofi. He's born with Tchunis, he has a home and parents, he has circumstances, he has a Mokum, he has a Zman. There's a Hakol Tzofi on the whole person's life. And the Varishus Nesuna specifically a Zelum Asetra to the Hakol Tzofi. So in the Chassid Yaivitz, you see that the Bechira as Bechira is Dafka in those areas where it clashes with the Hakol Tzofi. And that's what Rabbi Yonah means. Rabbi Yonah is talking about not Bechira in the sense that no one forces you to eat matzah. You're talking about Bechira where a person does a Maisa that can be termed a Maisa Bechira. A person does a Maisa that we can say he chose to do so. That's a maila. It's not, if I can't, 99% of the time we don't bechlal touch that maila. It's not everyone has bechira. Everyone has bechira in the sense that no one forced him to eat chaza and no one forced him to put on tefillin. But bechira in the sense where the etzem koyach bechira is the zelu masev, the hakol tzofui, that's only shayach in it's a mailas adam, it's a crown. Like avas Hashem, yiras Hashem, you're talking about the big inyanim, bechira in toiv is a big inyan. And when the Torah says "ubachata b'chayim," it's a mitzvah essay, or at least I don't know if one a tayag, but Rabbi Yonah is learning up. It's like v'hafta and like v'leches bedrachav. It's a chiyuv. The chiyuv of v'charta is that a person does ma'isim that are not with his mahalach, and he specifically chooses them. So when a person is born with certain tchunes, the stira, going back to Ramchal, the steer to saying that a person is like Tzelem Elikim, he's not Tzelem Elikim. He has a teva to learn, so he learns. He doesn't have a teva to learn, so he doesn't learn. He has a teva to get into trouble, so he gets in trouble. He has a teva to want to be good, so he's good. That's be'etzem the steer to Tzelem Elikim. And forget, a person who's a tzaddik gomer, he has the same problem. Everything that he does goes good. He likes to learn, he likes to be Eved Hashem, he likes this. He has a good teva. So he's missing the Mailas Abchira. The place where a person is seen as being totally independent of anything else is where the person is struggles against his own tivim, and the person says, this is my nature, but afal pikein. In the bedafka, the afal pikein, it is where a person uses koyach apriu in that sense, and it's more than that. That's where the person gets the tzelem elokim. That's where the person, the tzelem elokim, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not allowed to say any milus and midas about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not allowed to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is oyev because he has something that forced him to be oyev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do chesed because something, he has a nature, chas v'shalom, that makes him chesed. It's all independent of anything but Ritzoyne Yisbarah. By a person also, in as much as he's tzelem elokim, as much as he wants a tzura of tzelem elokim, it has to be the same thing. We once saw the Rambam Moreh Nevuchim when he explains the parasha of the Yud Gimel Midas and Mahu Racham, Mafata Racham, Mahu Chan, Mafata Chanun. So the Rambam says there's not only a chiyuv of Mahu Racham, Mafata Racham, Mahu Chan, Mafata Chanun. There's a chiyuv that just like the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are his decision and choice, and don't dictate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to do. The midas and of a person shouldn't come from nature, but they should come from because the etzem nekudas ha'adam is dictating what's the right thing to do. That's what the Rambam is magic. So Rambam says not only is there chiyuv l'leches bedrochav on specific prote midas, but on the whole kesher of midas to atzmius kaviyachol. Just like midos of yisbarach come from ritzoinay and chachmasay, and not the other way around, the chiyuv of alicha bedrochav. In Tzarat Toiv we're talking about, in Rachum, in Chanun, in Erech Apayim, all those midas have to come because there's a bechira, and not because he schleps along with his midas, even if they're good midas bets. That's what I'm saying. Let's go back to your name. If the Adam was niskalkal, so the Bria was mushchis, and so on, and everything was destroyed, the Tzura that preserved, the tzur that preserved those midas was like a seed. A seed is a potential, but it's not, it doesn't flower. Noach starts the Mirasei Naim, the Chernobyl, says a gewaltige knetsch. He says, when people are oyev each other, when two people are good friends, and they like each other, so they always walk in tandem. They're always, he's nice to him, he's nice to him, he's nice to him, he's nice to him. So once there's a friendship or a marriage in place, they're equal. You can't find any difference between one and the other, if the yachas is kitikunai. But the one probe is, where did it start from? Who started it? That never disappears. The noyach was, noyach starts, that noyach matzachein bein Hashem. The noyach was perfect. He walked, Esa lehim is halich noyach, means noyach walked step by step with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is a perfect surah, it's a surah of a person. But the fact that it started because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that he's royal. And once HaKadosh Baruch Hu motioned to noyach, noyach followed along. So that's it's a true surah of what a person is supposed to be. But it's not the atzmius of a person. The atzmius of a person is to be zelumaseh with that nekuda of being the one to start it. So the mahalach noyach starts off in the Torah where people looked at him. They said zeyin achmenu noyach matzachin. It starts with a sarusa delelu HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this is a davar toiv, and noyach followed along. So that's what served as a gesher between the chitzenis of Adam until something else would come along. Avram Avinu mitzad the tzur chitzenis, it says he was a tzadik tamim noyach. If he's a tzadik tamim, then there wasn't any shinui mitzad the chutz. The chiluk of noyach is halach lefanei ve'yesamim. The word ve'yesamim rings the same. He was tamim and he was tamim. The chiluk wasn't that Avram Avinu, I mean, according to the way we're understanding it, it wasn't the inherent tmimus. The shaila was, is it a tmimus that comes because you followed, because you schlepped along, or is it a tmimus that comes because it's halach lefanei ve'yisamim, you initiated it. Noach, we said, started Noach started with HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, Noach matzachein. That's the way it started. Avraham Avinu, the Rambam, when he describes Avraham Avinu, he describes it mitzad Avraham Avinu, that when this Eisen Zer was Nigmal, so he started thinking and being Mehara, could it be this way, could it be that way, until when he got to the point of Akara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mizgala. The chiluk between Avram didn't stop to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu entered Avram's life when he was through with his Avodah. When he had gotten to the highest dagger of Avodah Sodom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Meitzitz and said, Lech Lecha. So the chiluk between Avram and Noach is a chiluk of whether he's a tzura of a tzaddik that comes about as a result of something. There's no atzmius of Bechira there. Or it's fakert. The person is a bayre in the fact that he starts, the fact that the person begins it, and he's the one that initiates it and makes it. I mean, if you want to dash, I mean, Deutsche Rishumis, Noach, the word Noach means at rest. In other words, there is no acceleration. Noach is not, it's not a metzias that does. He's a metzias. He's there. He doesn't roll down the hill, doesn't roll up the hill. He's a davana. On Avram, Chazal says, the Medrash says, that where's Avram Arumas the Torah? It says, El Tol Shmai Vartz, Behi Bar Om. Behi Bar Om is Oisis Avram. The Pshat is in the Nekuda of Bria, in the Nekuda where something is a Bairi, so then the Avram is a Bairi. Avram is something, the Shemayim Va'aretz on this valid from Avram. Behi Bar Om means when they came from nowhere, when they came from nothing. Coming from nowhere is Oisis Avram. Avram is the koyach of coming from nowhere. He doesn't have a father. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm part of you from Kibbut Aveim, because, and the Maral explains it, with his Amkus, the Maral says, because he has two or three connections there. But one of his connections is because he's like, he doesn't have a father. Avram Avinu is not a toilod of his father, Bechlal. Avram Avinu is a self-made man from the Sheirish. And Bimela, his father has no shaykhs to him. Mal says it also by Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it's called Ben Levi. He says it in two places. But that's the Nekud of Avram. So the parasha is a gesha it between Noach and Avram. That Noach is a metzias of good that is passive good. It's fine. And Avram is good where it comes from Atzmoy, where it comes from nowhere. Meheichel lomad mi'atzmoy lomad. It's ki'ilu kaviyochel, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not totally on anything else, just like if everything else in the world were to become batul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be batul l'bitulam. The mail of Avram is that no matter what goes on around him, he's not batul l'bitulam. He goes himself. And that's the big... I mean, a lot of people point out the difference between Noach, that he was not mashpia on his door, and Avram was a mashpia. So people tend to leave it at that level. They say that the mile of Noach is that Noach is someone who didn't want to reach out to other people and teach them and so on and so forth, and Avram was someone that went out and was kairi b'shem Hashem and so on. And people leave it at that point. There was just a chilek in that. I don't think that it was just a chilek whether they wanted to go out and do or not. The Yisoid is a person who's not a shayfeya can't be mashpia. If you get a feeling that someone who's teaching you is just giving over a packaged stuff, it makes no impression. A person who tells you information, you get the feeling that he's just repeating what he read or saw, and it's not me'atzmoy, is not a mashpia. That's the maybe we'll speak about it by Rikos at some point. A noyach can't be a mashpia. Noach is the pshat is he walked along with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So where does he have the koyach to schlep someone else? If a person can start himself, he can start someone else also. But if a person can't start himself, if a person can't, so how can he start someone else? The nisyanis of Avram, the asar nisyanis of Avram are a parallel to the bria of the world, because the pshat is. The nisyonis are where a person is determined. We spoke a little in a little bit of a different connection, but it's the varim doimimoid when we spoke of shana nisyon. A nisyon separates whether the person is doing it because it was there before, or it's his chachos in the person. The nisyonis of before, when something coasts, it keep coasting as long as nothing's stopping it. When a hurdle comes in its way, it has to jump. It can't keep coasting because now you have to jump again. The Asar and Esyonis of Avram Avinu are the Behibaram of Tzuras Adam again. Just like the Asar and Amaris of the world are the Bria of the world, that's where the world gets its chachas from. Everything that's its chadish, the Asar and Amaris, the Asar and Hadibris are a chidush of Gila Lekuz. The Asar and Esyonis of Avram Avinu specifically are a new Bria, because it shows that whatever came didn't come as a result of what was there before, but it came as a result of something that a new spark that welled up. There was a chiddush in the world of Avram, a behibaram, a new behibaram. And that's betzem the chiluk of umas oilam and klal Yisrael. Umas oilam are called bnei noyach because the umas oilam are passive tzaddikim. When they do good, they're passive dugers. They have a good teva, they're mushpa from dvarim tovim, they're nisoira, everything is fine and good, but not more than that. They're bnei noyach because that's the metzias. Avram Avinu captured back Tzuras Adam. Klal Yisrael is called Adam because there's the b'chin of me'atzma in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael can take it from there and they can become something, they can become something misaratzma. I wanted to use it again, taking it to Mahalach that's nagia to us. I mean, people feel like this, and it's the attitude, it's a normal attitude. A person learns, davens. When something difficult comes up, so that's a whole new parasha. It's an isoyin, it's hard, it's like extra credit. That's the way we look at it. We look at it as, when things go smoothly, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, that's Adam, that's Bechira, that's Kiyum HaMitzvahs. And when things become difficult, or whatever, so that's already, that needs a whole shaila. It's the exact opposite. Whatever a person does because he's been doing before is very, very minor accomplishment. Because if Adam was just a machine to do mitzvahs, so Besedas, he's doing the mitzvahs, he's functioning well. Adam is the pshat that his tzura, the tzura of Adam, that what distinguishes Atem Krim Adam and not Umas Oilam Krim Adam is because Adam is somebody that he does it because he does it. Because he was Megal and Kud himself that's independent. So Adrava, those in Yonim where a person is just doing what he's been doing till now, and whatever everybody else is doing, whatever is generally expected of him, there is no Tzuras Adam that's Mezgala. There's no Bechata Bechayim. Nothing of a person's real accomplishments. Nobody, I mean, Hagav Atzmacha, if you take a look around the world, nobody likes really living off what other people earned. A person wants to go into business, be successful himself. I mean, the Mahalach Olam is that even people that have Bnei Tovim, but they want to make their own business and be their own success. Just to keep the stuff running of their father, unless they're Bala Taiva, they need the money for Taivas. But a person who's a Psabal, who has some sort of Sha'if in himself, if I can't, he wants to start from scratch, I want to prove it myself. A person, nobody likes to feel that he's a shmata being schlepped along on someone else's success, on someone else's dictates, on someone else's whims. Everybody knows that the atzmius of Adam is that. And it's a correct hagasha. When people admire people that are very physical, on a very low level, but they admire somebody that picks himself up after being beaten up, and he still does what he wants to do. There is an akud over there where the person himself, he has a sense of self that no matter how much he's clobbered, the person still has a sense of self. A person has to understand that all of the inyanim that have no challenge, he does it because it's unthinkable he would do otherwise, are zero in terms of real Tzuras Adam. So the person is nothing. The person is he a Ben Maila? No. Did the person do something? No. It's just like if a person who's a shtickle bal nefesh would imagine that he lived all his life with a check coming into the mail. And he never did more than that. The most he did was he picked up the groceries himself. But more than that he didn't do. People would commit suicide. They couldn't. No one could live like that. A person has to feel, I did something. I accomplished something. I'm a somebody. In Ruchnius, none of what a person does. For us to put on talis and tefillin, it's a mitzvah essay. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave nevela to the klovim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a scharfit. But if there is never a new spark of it, if there's never something... And I don't know, sometimes it's, you hear a person grumbles, it's cold outside, it's raining outside, he's not in the mood to learn now. It's Sunday, he's not in the mood, Friday's not in the mood, Shabbat's not in the mood. I mean, it is true, definitely a person has moods. I mean, everybody's a bus driver, everybody knows they're, but where are you a person? If you're controlled by your moods, so where's the Tzuras Adam? So Be'etzim, you're telling me that you're not an Adam. There's nothing to you. I'm not talking about big Nisyonis. I'm not talking about the Nisyonis of Akedah. I'm talking about the day-to-day grind, where a person has to get off himself and say, now's the time to do this, so I'm doing it. I don't feel like it, I'm tired, I'm upset, it's this, it's that. If I think it's the right thing to do, so I'm doing it. Where is there, that type of akshanis, that type of a person making a stand and saying, if it's the right thing to do, so I have to do it. There's a gevaldike meisa. There was a yid, unfortunately people here don't know about him much. His name was Reb Gershon Libman. Reb Gershon Libman was the last Talmud of Nevadik that still kept Nevadik going in its original tzura. He was a person who was in Nevadik and Talmud and a shtickle Rebbe when World War II broke out. He went through the whole Gehenim in a terrible way. And his, the Maisim on Neurad Moid, what he did. And then when he came out, he made in Paris, a huge, near Paris, he made a tremendous yeshiva with the hundreds and thousands of people there. It's incredible. It's not the Pshat yeshiva of Batzis Torah. I mean, he keeps Nevadik alive, but with all of their not compromising on truth and emes, he kept it alive there. I've known Talmidim over the years. I mean, there's no compromise with anything. If it's the right thing to do, it's the right thing to do, and nothing stands in your way. But one of the things when he was in a concentration camp, he walked by an officer's mess hall, a German officer's mess hall, and he saw that they had put down a talus as on the table as a tablecloth, as a lag, and they were eating on top of it. So he ran in and ripped the talus off and spilled the food out. They beat him to within an inch of his life, to pulp. And when it came to, I mean, he survived. People asked him, what did you do? So he said, my Rebbe taught me, the Alter Nevadik, if it can't be done, then it has to be done. In other words, the makom where Adam proves himself is where it can't be done. It's where there's something in his way. Now you're living, now you're a person, now you did something. Until now, what you did was you were just doing what you did before. There's no mile in that. We're not talking about these extremes of who knows what. I'm talking about everybody has tivim. A person should know in the place where there's some resistance, in the place where it needs some effort, that's the beginning of avoda. The beginning of bechira. What separates a ben noyach from atom krim adam is are they passive tzaddikim? Do they walk hand in hand with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or do they stride ahead? Are they the ones that say Afal Pikein, Bedafka, or they just schlep along? And it's the clear, if you take a look, if a person looks around him with objectively, without negias, and he looks at the people in society that are worthy of some admiration, and the people that are like everyone else, and they do what everyone else does, that's the chiluk of Nafkimina. If a person learns that to be able to do the things that he knows he should do, whether he feels like doing it or doesn't feel like doing it, or whether it's convenient, or whether it's comfortable, or whether there's problems, if a person learns to do it, so fakert, everyone admires people like that, because there's a Tzuras Adam there. The person says, I couldn't care less, this is what's right thing to do, so I do it. And on the lowest level, you're talking about the person that's shtusim despite everyone else. But if a person is any ashtekabal nefesh, he says, if I think it's the right thing, then I do it. That was better what Nevadik always said. If it's emes, then what do you mean social considerations or other? There are no considerations. There's only emes and sheker. So the parish of noyach should be learned up mitchilosa at seifosai, that chilosa is noyach. Chilosa is somebody that's a tamim, that's only esalim is halach noyach. Somebody that is a tzaddik b'day roisov. He's within his mitzias. Even the one that darshnet legnai, or leshvach, either way, he's the tzaddik within a context. He's the tzaddik within a context, despite his dor, with his dor. That's where we start from. That's the tzura of a ben noyach, and that's what stayed with Umas Olam. The tzura of a klal yisrael, when we say atav v'chartanu, when we say that klal yisrael is different because it has a koyach ha-bchira, so klal yisrael is behibarim.
Klal Yisrael is capable of creating themselves. Klal Yisrael are the ones that say, if this is the right thing to do, then nothing in the world can stop me. If it's the right thing to do, I do it because I am, because I'm a person, and in as much as a person is Tzelem Elokim, there's nothing in the world that has any way of affecting him, stopping him, or causing him to do it. He does it because, but smoothly, that's the right thing to do. Watch him.